All right, joining me in studio is a bit of a maniac, Mark Rodrigue. You're going to be running a 42-kilometer marathon, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Why on earth are you going to run that far?
Well, that's a great question. And to be honest, I love to challenge myself. And you know what? 42 kilometers is a significant distance for sure. But you know what? You just start one step at a time. How do you complete a marathon, right? One step at a time. And for me, the accomplishment of doing a 42K marathon and running with a group of individuals that have that same passion for running, for me, it's very inspiring. So I love running those distances.
So a few things about you, Mark. You're from Timmins.
I am.
And you're going to be going to London, England for this marathon.
I am. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I'm doing the London Virgin Mobile Marathon. It's one of the world majors. And just found out, too, that the official starter of the race will actually be the Queen of England.
Wow, that's yes. Incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
In the presence of the Queen, You're going to be pulling off a 42-kilometer marathon.
Yes.
Why are you running this marathon?
I do have an objective of completing the 6 world majors, and London is one of those majors. I also, as I'm running these majors, I see a lot of charities as well that are actually taking part in these marathons to raise money for very valuable causes, globally. And I've decided to actually raise some funds as well for spinal research.
Is spinal research something that's close to home? Is there a personal connection to that?
Yeah, absolutely. As I'm going through the list, right, when I was looking at all the different charities that support the London Marathon, that one really jumped out at me because I do have in my family some people that have been affected by spinal cord injuries. And in fact, I've got a cousin, Diane, that had her spinal cord severed and became a paraplegic. And she ended up passing away several years ago. But I've always seen her going through that experience, I guess, and seeing her determination and her fight and all that fun stuff. And I say fun, but all that experience, I guess, of her going through that. And it really encouraged me and inspired me and really led me towards, raising money for spinal research. Even one of my sons actually fell off his bike and broke part of his neck. And he could have actually became a quadriplegic or a paraplegic because of it. And, you never know when something like this could happen, right? And wow. So it's pretty interesting. It's for me, it does hit home for sure.
Definitely some very valuable reasons for why you'd be taking part in that and for the cause in which you're running for spinal cord research. It must be great to know that you already do something like marathon running where you can do something that's so impressive. It garners some attention. So when you're able to connect to a cause, you're getting people's attention in a way that, you're doing something to earn that donation, right? So what are some of the ways that you're trying to do some fundraising for the cause?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several ways that we're raising money for the cause. And you're right, just to get back to running and finding a sense of purpose as well for that run. I do have a purpose already for me running, but just being able to add an organization like Spinal Research, I think is fantastic. And for me, it's really valuable and stuff. Some of the ways that we're raising money, actually this weekend, we have a Rock and Bowl happening at the Midtown Bowl, Timmins Midtown Bowl here. It is going to be from 7 to 9:30. You come and bowl. I think it's $25 for the events, and you get to bowl to your little heart content, and we'll have some fun little things happening there, on Saturday. Another way as well is I've got a GoFundMe page up now, and if anybody's interested in donating towards it, they're more than welcome to look it up on the website and make that contribution as well.
Awesome. Well, this entire interview won't make its way on air. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure we get this packaged up and on mytimmonsnow.com. In there as well, we'll have the GoFundMe link so people can check that out. Read a little bit more into your story.
That would be great, yes.
The people in which you're running for, why you're doing it. A bit more about the marathon, too. So give them a little bit of that. And a reminder, too, about the Midtown Bowling thing Friday night. Definitely going to be an event, which I'm sure packing the house would be pretty emotional for you to see that kind of support from the community.
It would be really awesome, yes. Please come down.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get that going. Mark, good luck. When is the race?
The race is April 22nd. We are leaving on the 19th, so I've got a couple of days just before the run. But April 22nd is the race, yes, is the run.
What kind of preparation goes into running a marathon? I know you didn't just eat the right thing every morning, but if you could briefly put, like, some of what might blow my mind, and that could be done quite easily, of what you've gone through the past couple months to prepare.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a marathon training plan that I've followed. This is going to be my fifth marathon that I'm completing. And so I've gone through a few of these plans in the past, but I've really focused in on that training plan. It was 18 weeks, and the mileage went anywhere from 50 to my biggest week of training was just over 100 kilometers. So lots of training, lots of hills, speed work. I've been running nonstop since November, to be honest. Every week for 18 weeks, I was running 6 out of 7 days. So lots of running, and with this beautiful winter that we've had, the lovely, I still remember my favorite run was 32K when it was minus 32, which was kind of a little crazy, and I got a little bit of trouble from my from some of my friends because of that. A little bit too cold, but the thing is, you know, I got out there and I was doing it, so.
That's remarkable. Yeah. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Let's rally behind Mark here. He's going to be going to London, England to race 42 kilometers. The Queen of England is going to be sending off the race. An incredible story as well for why you're doing it for this cause. Best of luck, and thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thanks.